Day program at 7 after the hour. I'm playing along here with the Good Day gang, including Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer... Wait a minute, I did Jennifer already, right? I can't get ready.
I'm so good, I'm here twice.
That's not true. Ken Kessler is here, and Mr. McFadden...
I'm going to have to get you a scorecard.
I believe in miracles! Yeah, remember that song?
Yeah, because we just played it 10 minutes ago.
It was in my mind. Yeah. I believe in miracles.
See how I have control over your brain.
Thing. Everything is possible, Richie, if you believe it to be so. There are no real barriers to your success or Jennifer's success or Roberta's success or Kenny's success or my success. You simply overcome doubts and fears about your ability. Think about it. People who succeed are usually people who are focused, who have an idea, and they want to go for it. And if you have doubts about your ability, you will most likely fail. Think about, and I was talking earlier about Steve Jobs. He had one singular purpose in his life, and he achieved it. In spite of all of the things that were against him, he had a self-image that wasn't built around the fact that he was an orphan, he was illegitimate, all of the things, dropped out of college. Nope, he knew what was possible for him to do. He wanted to accomplish it, and he did. So, perhaps the bottom line here is that you, as you start your day or go through your day, ought not to be afraid of living your life to the fullest. One thing I will never be accused of when it's time for me to push up daisies is that I didn't do pretty much everything that I wanted to, and I didn't waste a lot of time doing things that I didn't want to do. The things that are worthwhile to you may or may not be worthwhile to somebody else. Some people may think you're crazy to do the things that you do, but you know what? It's none of their blanking business. It's wonderful to have conviction and do what you want in spite of the judgment that is all around you. The people who maybe are more prosperous than you are, for whatever the reason, I guess prosperity and success are not related, I don't think. It's nice to be prosperous, and you might be considered more successful by others, but does that mean you'll feel more successful just because you have money? No, it's what you do with it. Those people who are worried about being broke all the time, you know, there are some, I've been up and down the curve three or four times in my life. And, you know, as I went through it, it kind of bothered me somewhat. And then I got philosophical about it and figured, okay, I can do this. I'll create something that will bring me out of where I am. And I've done that. And I don't say, oh, Doug Steffen, look at him. Oh, he's a big... No, but I give it to you as an opportunity to think about your own success and how you believe you can succeed, because everybody's going to go about it differently. You're all going to have success if you look for it, and if you apply yourself, you'll have some kind of success, whatever it is. I can't tell you, because success, again, is different in different people. Jennifer, there's a very interesting overview of the new connection with Powerball in California.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure I remember why California wasn't in on... Wasn't it in on Powerball, and then it came out again, and now it's back?
I don't think we were ever in on it that I can remember, but maybe. The sad thing is... I didn't even realize. I mean, I saw people standing in line for Powerball,
yeah,
and I just kind of ignored it. I don't know why. But yesterday I was in the grocery store and checking out, and the lady in front of me said, so are you selling Powerball tickets? And all of a sudden it kind of hit me like, duh, of course we're selling Powerball tickets now. That's the big news.
Yeah.
And we are, apparently.
Of
but
course
I don't...
California would be. It's another way to suck money out of the poor.
Well, and it stinks that we can never play before. I mean, you know, all these other
states.
Well,
you could play if you went someplace else.
Yeah, but who's going to go out of state to try to get a lottery ticket? You have to be pretty...
Are you kidding? There are a lot of crazy people that do that.
Well, this isn't one of them, but I was thinking I might buy a Powerball ticket now. Yeah. Just for fun.
All right, we bought some the other day. We bought Mega Millions and Powerball just for fun. Meredith likes to do the quick picks. I had a number that came out of a Chinese fortune cookie.
Who won? Anybody?
I don't
know. How'd you do? I play $5 a month, usually.
$5 a month?
Yeah. But, you know, it's, you know, you think, where does all this money come from? Here we are in a recession. And
yeah, where does the money
come
from?
More money into this Powerball, and we have bigger jackpots. And where does most of that money come from? I see hardworking people in front of me dumping $100 and $200 bucks.
Really?
Guys who drive. Last time I was there, there was a guy with a bus uniform driving a bus, and he's probably 50 years old. You know, and he probably does okay, but you know, here he is dumping $200 into the Powerball.
$200.
That I had some guy do $80-$90 into it. And, you know, and I stop at the 7-Eleven. There's a 7-Eleven on the way home, and I'll stop and get something to drink for the ride home or whatever. And you know, I'll buy $5 worth. And then I see, I mean, maybe once or twice a month, I'll see somebody dumping over $100 into this thing. And it looks like, really? You got that kind of money just to chuck in on a dream?
Well, it could be a group effort.
Yeah, well,
you sometimes know, it is, but $5.
More times than not.
Yeah.
All right. Desperation.
In a moment,
that's what
it
I'm
is
saying.
Desperation. You're right about that, Kenny. Mm-hmm. Yep, there's the desperation all over the place. Stand by, because we have Uri Geller coming up in a few minutes to talk about things that are motivational in nature, plus can motivate you. If you're getting older, there's some news for those of you who are getting older that may surprise you. We'll have that story in a few minutes as well here on Good Day, 13 after the hour.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155. 1-800-893-9155.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more, so you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With?
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
It's now 16 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the, you know, the stupid pet tricks that David Letterman has.
Right.
So we now have stupid people tricks.
Okay.
There's a retro
which
soda.
He also has.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, he has a... really? What does he call it, Ken? Is it stupid people tricks?
Stupid human tricks.
Stupid human tricks.
Yes. All right, so a retro soda fountain has opened up in St. Paul, Minnesota. They are in trouble with the law. City of St. Paul is closing them down if they refuse to stop the sale of candy cigarettes.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Those are always so fun when you're a kid to pretend to smoke.
Yeah. Well, so, but is this, I mean, hello, we allow the sale of tobacco products in most every store you can go into.
Except the minors.
Right. But candy cigarettes to minors, that's the inference here.
Right.
Are not legal in St. Paul, Minnesota. So what am I missing here? Is this something that they fear, according to their logic, that if you had candy cigarettes, that'll get people into the mind that they ought to smoke when they're older?
Well, once again, if you are a parent and you allow your kids to buy and use candy cigarettes.
Right. Remember the chewing gum tobacco that you could buy, Big Chew or something?
Right, yeah.
That's another one.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I get.
Yeah, don't allow your kids to buy and mimic bad behavior.
All right, so you think this is a good idea, Richie, then?
No, I think the parents should legislate it, not the government.
Okay, the next stupid government trick is something called the Localism, Balance, and Diversity Doctrine. We talked about this a bit yesterday and or the day before, Kenny, I think. We were trying to figure out the NAB has just ended its four-day convention in Las Vegas. And one of the things that had come up was the Fairness Doctrine, something that you hear Rush Limbaugh and a lot of other people doing issue-oriented programs talk about from time to time, because they claim that the government wants to reinstitute the Fairness Doctrine, which would put all of them off the air, whether they be right or left of center. Not much chance the Fairness Doctrine gets enacted. Well, I remember hearing people running the White House saying, that's not going to happen. No, it's not going to happen that way.
Right.
What they're going to do is create this new diversity doctrine that will be geared to and focused on local television, local right. radio, and the balance that may or may not be in the news. And so this board will listen, if in fact it's enacted, if the government, if this administration gets its way, if it's enacted, it will look to, look at and listen to newscasts, for example, and if they aren't balanced, then it could easily play into conversation radio. And I'm worried about it here because that's not the kind of program we do. But a lot of the success stories over the last 25 years have been with programs that had a slant on one side or the other. And so if you think this is something that's not on their mind,
advisory boards yes. to oversee it.
Yeah, local. Who's going to be on the local advisory board? You think they'll put somebody like me
people
on the Framingham
one way or the other.
Advisory committee? Are they going to put you, Richie, on the advisory committee in Virginia?
Well, I'm sure I could try to get on it. It's just a matter of who picks who's on the advisory board. That is the big question.
Right.
Who's the kingmaker?
All right.
For free speech in your community.
Yeah. The king, that's an interesting
who's
graphic.
The kingmaker
the
for
kingmaker
free speech
for
in your
free speech.
Community?
Good visual. Good thing. Food for thought, if you will, from Good Day.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure
enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hobo.
You need me.
Be old.
Get older, losing my head. Many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bundle of wine. It might be now till 2:45. Would you lock the door?
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Well, I've gone beyond that point a little bit. It's interesting, when it comes to marriage, what baby boomers are saying and or doing. And I'm going back in my mind, because until recently, it would have been fair to say that older people simply don't get divorced. Fewer than 10% of those who got divorced in the last 10 years were 50 or older. But now, as of the last couple, 3 years, one in four, 25% of those getting divorced are in their 60s and beyond. Turns out, when you look at the breakup of Tipper Gore and Al Gore, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver, they're in that age group, baby boomers, who now have driven the numbers higher in terms of the divorce. Well, in the 70s, baby boomers were getting divorced. In the 80s, they were getting divorced. In the 90s, as the grayness of America has continued from the baby boomers, their habits have continued as well. So if baby boomers are not happy in their roles, they want to change them and do something else. So there are big divorce numbers now. And I wonder if, if you think about it, I haven't thought about it because I'm not married, but people, as they get older, I can't imagine Kenny thinking about it. Richie, they're both in the same generation. Roberta, well, I can imagine that you've thought about it. I don't know quite what my sisters, both my sisters are in their 60s. And I wonder every once in a while, thinking about them. My older sister was divorced when she was younger, and her children didn't forgive her for it for a long time. She married a guy, and she's been with him, but she works now a lot to get out of the house. You can draw your own conclusion as to why she does it. My younger sister has been married to a saint, wonderful guy. She would never say ever.
You want to talk about the family goings on and the.
I'm talking about in general. I'm using my sisters as an example.
I could
come up with some of my friends who are my age.
My brothers have been divorced.
But they're younger. I'm talking now specifically about the baby boomer trend.
So my older
it started
brother, my
and
older
then it continued. continued.
My older brother would be a younger baby boomer, and his mother, who was my mother, was divorced, and so he's my half-brother. So, yeah, I mean, he's kind of continuing the boomer thing.
What will be the consequences of this? They refer to it in some of the media coverage as the gray divorce trend.
We're looking at the consequences of it. People are living together until they're 35. People aren't beginning families until they're 40. People are thinking about careers first and family second. People are electing not to get married at all and just to have
a
relationship where they live together and have kids or whatever.
In terms of the monetary stuff, Richie, individuals, when they're in their 60s, don't have as much time to make up for the financial losses that usually occur with a divorce. Things are split. If you're in California, half and half. If you're in Massachusetts, half and half. New York, half and half. So what happens? You split up the house, so where does everybody live? Especially with a lot of the failures that have been associated in the last 4 or 5 years with the reality of the economy.
Looking at people's pensions and 401ks have just got decimated.
It means people more will be working into almost what would be considered very old age.
You need a partner.
More divorces, more working until you're much older. I think that's what 2 and 2 equals here. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
Americans believe in equal rights, justice, and opportunity for all. We've not always lived up to that promise, so we have created special categories of people we call disadvantaged by virtue of their race, ethnic origin, gender, or other characteristic. Such programs have good intentions, but if you look through the lens of liberty, we can easily see how destructive this is to our freedom. Offering people special treatment in college admissions, hiring, promotions, or contracts requires treating others unfairly. We believe in a country where people succeed based on their merits as individuals, not their membership in a protected category. That is what makes America special. Equality does not mean everybody will achieve the same results, but it means we all should have the same opportunity to try.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creevel Foundation.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
No messing up here. Everybody is perfect on this program. That includes Roberta Fasanelli. Got an interesting story to tell in a moment. Jennifer Horn is here.
Really?
But who's really?
Even me? I'm perfect?
Yes, you are, Richie. Oh. Why can't they be like we
like
were?
Like a peach.
Perfect in every way. All right, some money news before Uri Geller joins us with some memories of Margaret Thatcher in a moment. The most expensive gasoline in the country, again this week in Chicago, the average price of regular gasoline has gone from $3.65, which is the, I think it's about $3.49 around where I am, $4.99 for premium gasoline now in Chicago.
Woo!
$4.99. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that is not doing the economy any good. One wonders why it is that the stock market is doing as well as it is doing. You hear all these money shows talking about how great it is, invest in this, do that stock. And one of the most interesting breakout stocks, can you believe, private prisons.
Really?
Private companies.
I live in one of those.
Prisons that are publicly, the companies are publicly traded, but I'm talking about the private
state run. The companies
state,
to run the prison.
Exactly, right.
Wow.
An editorial in the Baltimore Sun lamented that the people who were complaining about crime being down turned out to be the people who are running these prisons. When crime's down, not good for business.
Hmm.
Wasn't there something that showed up in Oakland or Milwaukee or someplace where the prison guard, somehow or other, there's a deal between judges and the prison operators to send more people to jail.
It was a kids' reform school where kids were being sent to basically meet quotas of the juvenile detention centers because they got paid by the state for every single one. So when they ran low and needed some more funds, they would just pick kids to send to these juvenile detention centers who had done something very trivial and, you know, basically been sent to time out.
But with the advent of the numbers being cut, and municipalities, states are having to find ways of cutting their budget, they find these private prisons are much more economical in running it themselves. So if you want to check out Corrections Corporation of America, CXW, on the exchange, you'll see how it's increased in value 26% since the beginning of the year.
You're damned if you do, you're damned if
Corrections
you don't.
Corporation.
If the state runs it, it's a mess. If the private corporations run it, they're going to be figuring out ways to make it more profitable, which is going to be a slippery slope.
Very much
so. Just like the red light cameras and the speed cameras.
Yep, you're right about that, too. See, I told you, Richie, you were right.
By the way, with gas prices being up, there's a new new diet out there, Doug. Move over, Weight Watchers. Check out this new diet. It's the I can't afford to buy groceries to feed myself because I just filled my tank diet.
Really?
Okay, there
diet.
There you go.
Yummy.
On the upside of the gas prices, though, I heard a report yesterday saying that the summer blend gas, which will be coming out in the next month.
Is it like coffee summer blend?
Well, they have the winter
blend
and the summer blend. Exactly.
Or beer.
Is ahead of schedule. They have more than enough oil, and the refineries are well ahead of schedule. So we're going to see a nice dip in gas prices.
Well, that's one of the things. The price of a barrel of oil gone down $4 because we have so much of it in reserve now. And that's partially in a result of selling cars.
I think this summer we're going to get a little bit of a break.
Let's hope so. Yeah. In a moment, Uri Geller visits with us from England with a tribute for Margaret Thatcher. That's coming up here on
And extraterrestrials.
And ETs.
Yes.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
GMC Certified Service. This is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right. It's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
21 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta and Richie, Jennifer and Ken, and Uri Geller joins us from his home in England, a frequent visitor to the Good Day program. I'm looking at a picture of you and Margaret Thatcher. And so we thought it would be appropriate for you, if you have memories. You've lived in England for a long time. I'm not sure, though, were you there when she was the Prime Minister, living there?
No, I was not.
Yeah.
So, but I befriended her through a lord called Lord Greville Jenner, who is an older man now, but a great supporter of Israel. I don't know if you all knew this, but Margaret was hugely supportive of the Jewish nation. And I met her in the parliament, and I bent a spoon for her, and I'll never forget her reaction. She held the spoon, looked at it, and she says, "Come on, Uri. You know, how long are you going to continue bending spoons? Get moving. Do bigger things.
Do the next thing."
And
then she had you find all of the terrorists and oil fields in the UK, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So what is there? Let me pursue something with you for a second. Uri is an Israeli by birth and has made no secret of his affection for Israel. One of the first things that we did as friends back a number of years ago was exchange a lot of information. Maybe one of the reasons that I find myself as knowledgeable about Israel as I am is because of my connection and friendship with you. Having said that, in terms of American politics, it seems, and in England the same thing, and I'm not sure I understand this honestly, that's why I'm asking the question. For the most part, I know you well enough to know who you've supported, even though you didn't vote as an American, who you have supported as presidential candidates. And the Republicans, it seems, have been over the years more supportive, for whatever the reason, of the existence of the State of Israel than the Democrats have been. And that's hard for me to sort of sync up with. I don't understand that, frankly, and I wonder whether you have any insight as to why that might be. Liberals not so supportive of...
Sorry, but I didn't quite understand the question.
Well, the liberals are not as supportive of Israel as conservatives seem to be.
Oh,
and I wonder...
Come on. But you know...
There's an oh, come on, Doug, there.
You know, it's the Republican, Democrats. I mean, for instance, when I watch Fox television, yes,
yeah.
They're constantly very, very, very pro-Israel. You can see that. And they're very anti-Israel. They're against Obama. So one must ask, who is more supportive of Israel, the Republicans or the Democrats? Answer me that quickly.
That was the question I was asking, maybe not particularly well. It would seem, if you take current what current events are about, that the Republicans, on the face of things, are more supportive than the Democrats of Israel. Obama's been severely chastised by many people because it seems he's wishy-washy on the Israeli state, even though he was over there a couple of weeks ago and yada yada. But is he really? Is that the perception, do you think, of people in Israel?
Well, look, I've been now in England for 30 years,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
And it is so very difficult for me to understand why Israel is perceived in a very negative way in England. Now, forget the parties. I'm talking overall. The BBC, a very, very major corporation, is so aggressive about Israel all the time, anytime. Even I have, although the BBC just finished a major documentary, you know, based on my secret work that I've done throughout the last 40 years, there is still a resistance. There is still some type of a anti-Israel sentiments that are projected all the time. And, you know, this is maybe because of the propaganda of the Arabs, of the extremists, of the terrorists. There is a huge, huge PR machine working day in, day out to denigrate Israel worldwide. I'm looking at CNN, for instance. You know, I constantly see commercials that are sponsored by Qatar, by Saudi Arabia. I mean, it's just Dubai. So I question all those billions, thousands of billions of dollars that they are, you know, earning a year from their oil. They're plowing it into PR. They are, you know, putting these major commercials on CNN, and CNN says, we'll take it. It's our money. We need to exist. This is obviously my opinion. So it's so very difficult to actually understand this worldwide subliminal hatred towards Israel.
So it's not, I'm not, the only thing I would disagree with you, I'm not sure it's subliminal. I think it's pretty blatant, frankly. It's pretty obvious. And so, all right, so you.
Yeah, well, I guess you're right. And
yeah.
Being Israel, such a tiny country, surrounded by enemies, and now with the threat of nuclear weapon aimed at Israel, probably that will happen 2 years from now, if we don't stop the Iranians. Look at what we have to confront constantly, all the time. You know, Doug, you don't know this, but every day there are plots to bomb and shoot Israeli suicide bombers are constantly stopped simply because we're so superior to them in intelligence and in the computer world. We have amazing, you know, I can't really talk about it, but there are certain elements that we use to stop these terror attacks upon Israel that are actually being planned and being tried to execute them daily, and we stop them. So we are very, very sophisticated in fighting terror, and this is what we have to live with. Whenever I am on television, I'm always proud to announce that I'm an Israeli, and I try to promote Israel almost like an ambassador of Israel on the entertainment level. But I've been feeling this for 40 years. There is still anti-Semitism around the world.
That's huge anti-Semitism. That's huge anti-Semitism. That's huge racism. We think we're such an advanced bunch. We think we talk about slavery as if it's something that doesn't exist anymore in the world. Of course it does. We may have cleaned up our act somewhat here in America, but there are plenty of places, plenty of reasons for being skeptical in big cities in our country. Go to Dublin, Ireland. You don't think that racism exists the Irish are extraordinarily bigoted.
Dougie, you don't have to go to Ireland. You can go straight to your backyard. Look at these prosecutors that were murdered just a few weeks ago.
Right, down Texas, into Texas, Oklahoma, some, yeah, right, exactly. Skinheads.
Yeah, I've been reading in the news, seeing on the news that there are skinheads involved. I've seen pictures of young Americans with the swastika tattooed on their backs.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on?
Well, what's going on is we have an imperfect situation here called the human race. And there are a lot of, we like to have perfection so everybody can get along. For whatever the reason, that doesn't seem to be in the cards. So we play our cards as they come, Uri, and I guess that's part of the lesson we have, lessons of life. Always happy to have Uri Geller with us on the Good Day program. Check out his website, Uri Geller at URIGELLER.com. What fascinating things about motivation, about you and me and the rest of mankind at UriGeller.com.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like GE. Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With?
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle. GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T?
Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. You may recall a discussion, you may not recall a discussion, of the dogs that are not dogs, but giant rodents that are being sold. That story.
Ferrets.
Plus, yeah. Plus the TV, the dog TV thing that's become a reality. And Warren wants to talk about hyperbaric chambers being used to help dogs that have had operations, that sort of thing. Same kind of stuff that humans have. So that's the story. Pet Report with Warren Eckstein right after this on Good Day.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155. 1-800-893-9155.
All right. The exclusive story at DougSteffen.com. Warren Eckstein is here to comment on the elephant with the circus that was injured by an early morning drive-by shooting, but expected to be okay. The person who shot the gun is going to be pursued as a federal offender under the Endangered Species Act. Huh?
Betcha he'll be real popular in prison.
PETA is offering a reward of $5,000. There you go. What happens? Doesn't the hide of an elephant or a rhino, isn't it so hard that it would be hard to penetrate? I would have
Here's the
that.
Deal. This is the deal. Why are elephants in the street anyway?
Oh, I can tell you exactly why.
You know, let's put
the circus
elephant.
Is in town.
Well, yeah, but you know what? It's about time. I know you guys may disagree with me, but it's about time the circuses stop using wild animals in their performances. You know, when I was a peace officer in New York, I would go and investigate all of these circuses that would come to town. Mm-hmm. And my background being behavior, if you would watch these elephants being chained up before they would go on and watching them rock back and forth, the psychotic and neurotic behavior that these poor animals went through is not worth the 5 minutes some kid's going to smile to see a big elephant. Take them, let them look at a picture. But I think elephants belong in the wild. They don't belong in circuses.
You know, one of the biggest eye-openers for me on this conversation, Warren, is you go to the National Zoo here in Washington, which is basically on a postage, you know, stamp-sized lot in the middle of the city, and then you go to the San Diego Zoo, and you see the difference, and you can never go to the Washington Zoo again. It's a nice zoo. They do a nice job, but it's just too small for those animals.
Yep. The same thing with L.A. L.A. had a big problem with their elephants. In fact, there's still a battle going on with the elephants at the L.A. So they belong in the wild. That's where they belong.
All right. Warren has posted a couple of interesting things on his blog, including what's happening to dogs and animals in general, pets, I guess, that are exposed to marijuana.
Yeah, you know, I wrote about this morning. It's on Facebook. I wrote, keep your buzz to yourself. And the bottom line is because so many states now have either legalized pot like Colorado or for medical purposes, and I agree for medical purposes there's a use for it, but the bottom line is this. If you're going to have any type of drug, especially marijuana, because you're more apt to leave that around in a brownie or a cookie, in Colorado specifically, veterinarians are reporting an increase in incidence of dogs being rushed to the animal hospital because they've either ingested pot or some other type of got it some other way. So it's really scary. I don't care what you do, but I care about your pets. So please, whatever drugs you're using, keep them away from your dogs and cats.
All right. Now, if the dog gets sick and has to have an operation, a quick heal is to put him in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, pretty much the way people are going into those chambers. Are they doing it for medicinal purposes or just to kind of, I mean, I was thinking when I saw this, I put Charlotte in one of these, helps to prolong life.
Well, yeah, they're doing it for medicinal purposes, and plus the fact they find that the healing aspect, if a dog has a really, really bad wound, the healing is a lot better. I think it's one of those things that we're going to see being used more and more, both for animals and for people, and I think that's a good thing because the results are absolutely stunning.
They really are. More oxygen, great. Okay, DirecTV is offering dog TV for $5.99 a month. And, Warren, you helped put this together.
Yeah, it's amazing the technology that went into it. Dogs see TV differently than we do, so dogs are going to be able to watch their own programs a lot better than we watch ours. And quite honestly, the programs they're watching are a lot more interesting than ones we're watching.
Dog TV. You can get it on the Internet,
check
too.
Check it out, dogtv.com.
Yeah, dogtv.
Interesting.
.com. $5.99 to $9.99 a month. Would you sign that up, sign your dog up for dog TV? Warren Eckstein from the Pet.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.